This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Afreilachin, seventh day of Chanukah, Erev Zois Chanukah. So let's talk a little bit about Zois Chanukah. It's interesting, the Arizal says that the Kavanah of the first day of Chanukah is Kael, which is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim according to the Arizal. And the second Kavanah for the second day of Chanukah is Racham. And the third Kavanah for the third day of Chanukah is Chanon. And the fourth Kavanah is Erech. And then Apayim. And then Rav. And then Chesed. And then Ve'emes. Comes the eighth day of Chanukah and says Arizal, what should the Kavanah be on the eighth day of Chanukah? Noitzer, Chesed, La'alafim, Noitzi, Ovoim, Vafesh, Shavachata, Vinake. Basically, the last six Kavanos, right? Because the first 7 days are the seven Kavanos, and then Noitzer, Chesed, La'alafim, Noitzi, Ovoim, Vafesh, Shavachata, Vinake. So you have another six Kavanos. So what's going on over here? Why is it that the first day we're only able to have one Kavanah, second day one Kavanah, third day one Kavanah? Comes the eighth day of Chanukah, and you know, you could just finish it up. What's the meaning of this? Well, Rav Moshe Wolfson in the Sefer Amunah Sitecha points out that there's a precedent for this, and that is on the first day of Chanukah, we read the Nasi, one Nasi, Bayom HaRishon, and the second day, we also, one Nasi, and then Vayim HaShini, Vayim HaShlishi, but pretty much today we laned one Nasi, and then comes the eighth day of Chanukah, and we finish them all up. So what's the meaning of that? Why are we not able to lane more than one Nasi until the eighth day of Chanukah? All of a sudden, the eighth day of Chanukah comes, and then we have the ability to read so much. Now, says Rav Wolfson Shlita, that there is a concept that sometimes a person does not have the container and the receptacle with which to house so much Kedusha. So it comes the end of the month as the moon is waning, and therefore the Koyach of Klal Yisrael is not as powerful, and we don't have as much capability of receiving so much Kedusha. But as the beginning of the month comes, Rosh Chodesh, you could barely see the moon. But as we are energized on Rosh Chodesh, comes the eighth day of Chanukah, and now our capacity to accept Kedusha has been greatly enhanced. Amazingly, if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, at the end of the Parsha, who remembers? What does the end of Parshas Vayishlach speak about? Let's see. The Alufs of Esav, and the very end talks about the Malachim. Who is the first king? Bela. What happened to him? Vayamas. Who came next? Yoivav. What happened to Yoivav? He died. Vayamas Yoivav. Who came after him? Husham. What happened to Husham? Vayamas. Who came after Husham? Hadad. What happened to Hadad? Vayamas Hadad. Who came after him? Samla. What happened to Samla? He died. Who ruled after him? Shaul. What happened to Shaul? Vayamas Shaul. Who ruled after him? Baal Chanan. What happened to Baal Chanan? Hadar. Who's Hadar? V'shem Iroi? Pa'u. Pa'u. Interesting. V'shem, what's his wife's name? Mehei Tavel. Bas Matred. Bas Mezahav. The eighth king, his name is Hadar. Rabbi Isai, what happened to Hadar? Nothing. Nothing happened to him. He didn't die. The first seven died, the eighth king didn't die. Al pi Kabbalah, the end of Parshas Vayishlach, is an expression that is known as Shviras HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels. What does that mean? That means that they were not able to contain all the Kedusha that was emanating down from the world, and they sort of self-combusted. They did not have the kalim, they did not have the receptivity to receive and accept and contain so much Kedusha. But points out Rav Wolfson, interestingly, the eighth king, Hadar, he didn't die. All we know about him is his wife. He had a wife. And who is the wife? Bas Mei Zahav. Says Rav Wolfson, the koyach of this eighth king is the koyach of Hanukkah. The first days of Hanukkah, the first 7 days, were very limited. We don't have the full capacity. We don't have the full capability. Each day we can only accept one midah, the Yud Gimel Midah Sarachamim. We can only read about one of the Nesiyim. Comes the eighth day of Hanukkah, and the koyach of the eighth day of Hanukkah comes at the beginning of the Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh. And we have the capacity to expand our receptivity and our capability. It comes from the king Hadar. Hadar is a lashon of Mahadrin. It comes from the eighth king who wasn't Vayamas. Why not? How is the eighth king able to withstand all this gush and torrent of Kedusha? And the answer is, as we've explained from the Maral, the number eight represents Lamala Menateva, above and beyond nature, overriding the constraints and limitations of the physical, finite, earthly world. Comes the eighth day, the Iker light of Hanukkah, which is revealed on the eighth day, that we light eight candles. It comes from the Olam Hashmini, in all of its glory, B'chol Hadaroi, in all of its glory. And on this day we could be Makabel, Lamala, Lamala, Meha Hateva. This is the Gemar of Mahajan Min HaMahajan. This is the Melech Hadar. And therefore, we're able to connect to the last six of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And on this day, there's no Shviras HaKelim. This day, we could read all the Nesiyim, all of these Oirois, which are really Lamala Michalteinu, we're able to receive on this eighth day. This is the day of Zois Chanukah. We could then add that who is this gentleman by the name of Hadar? He lived in the city of Pa'u. What is Pa'u? What is the gematria of Pa'u? Gematria of Pa'u is 156. Who's 156? Yosef is 156. Tzion is 156. Who does he overcome? Antiochus is 156. This is the eighth day of Hanukkah, the city of Pa'u. Now, we also mentioned that if we could say Oremez Nifla, which is a Matana Min HaShamayim, we know that the menorah has 49 parts. It has 22 goblets and 9 brachim and 11 kaftoirim. And the Sheva Kenei HaMenorah is another 7. So the menorah really has 49 parts. But Moshe didn't understand the menorah, because the menorah itself is the 50th gate of wisdom. The menorah itself is the 50th gate of wisdom. Moshe didn't know the Shar Chamishim. When did Hashem teach Moshe the Shar Chamishim? But when he taught him and he explained to him the menorah. You see, the Malbim points out, very interestingly, that if you look in Sefer Bereishis, whenever it says, Vayomer Elokim, it says, Vayomer Elokim, Vayihi Chein, Vayihi Chein, Vayihi Chein, except on the second day. What does it say on the second day? It says, except by the creation of the Ar. Look very carefully. It says by the Ar. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Ar. Vayihi Ar. It doesn't say Vayihi Chein. Every other time it says Vayihi Chein. Why doesn't it say Vayihi Chein by the Ar? Says the Malbim, because it wasn't Chein. Hashem said, let there be Ar Haganos. And it wasn't. Hashem had to put away the Ar Haganos. So it wasn't Vayihi Chein, but rather it was Vayihi Ar. There was some light, but it wasn't exactly as Hashem said it. When Aaron lit that menorah on the inauguration of the Mishkan, what does it say? It says, we're going to lean it tomorrow, the beginning of Bahaloscha. It says that Ribbono Shel showed Moshe Rabbeinu the menorah. And what does the pasuk say when Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the menorah? Vayas Kain Aharon. Aaron made Kain. The Kain that it should have said on the words, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Ar, should have said Vayihi Chein. It wasn't Chein. Not until Aaron made the menorah, and then the Chein of the Ar Haganos came down to the world. What is the closing words of tomorrow's leining? Kamara Asher Hashem Samoisha Kane Osa Samanoira. He made the menorah came. That means the Ar HaGonos came down when Aaron built the menorah, and as Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the menorah. The menorah is the 50th branch of wisdom. Mar v'rabosai, it's Oyoy menorah. If you count the number of psukim that we are going to lane tomorrow, 50 psukim. Zois Chanukah, we will lane 50 psukim. Why 50 psukim? Because on Zois Chanukah, when we read how Aaron HaKohen made the menorah, the 50th branch of wisdom was revealed to Moshe and to Aaron to some degree. Maybe that is why the 8th king in Parshas Vayishlach, Hadar, Loshen Mahadrin, Po'u, 156, Keneged Antiochus and Yosef. What's the mother's name? May. May is 50, of course. May. And what was the menorah made out of? May Zahav. It was made out of gold. So a remes to Zois Chanukah is in the 8th king of the Alufe Esav. Because after all, we hope and we're mespalel that Chasoif Zraya Kachacha, Vakarev Ketza Yeshua, Nikoim Nikmas Dam of Dechme Uma Harasha. Who's the Uma Harasha? That's Edom, that's Esav. Ke'archalanu HaYeshua, Ben Ketzmed Che Admoin, Betzel Tzamoin, Hakim Lanu Raya Shiva. We hope to push away Admoin. Admoin will self destruct through the Kayach of the 8th Melech of Edom. The 8th Melech of Edom is Hadar, Lashon Mahadrin. He doesn't die. Because on the 8th day, you have the koyach of being masig l'mala mi'chalteinu. May we be zoicha to makabel all of the oirois of Zois Chanukah Abaleinu le'tayva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.